What up, football fans? It is July 24th, and today we are talking about the latest and greatest news in the NFL. And our topic of today, we are focusing on the AFC South here on Tuck and Run. Yo, no, I'm not going to rap. I don't have anything to rap about. What's going on, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages? It is your host, Sam OG, with me to my right, as always, Dale Tucker.
Hola, ¿cómo estás?
And we got a very handsome man to my left of me.
Is it behind me?
Fresh new haircut. Jay, let's talk about it. I like the hair before. What's going on?
I just got too lazy, to be honest with you.
I'm digging a new one too, but
it looks very nice.
You looked a lot dapper before.
No,
I did. Maybe I did. I looked more white before.
Well, now I'm just because you work at a bank.
Yeah, exactly. I need to be professional. Now I look more Spanish.
Well, either way, you are welcome on the show as always, guys. So, all right, before we get into the topic, last week I had a whole segment called Theon and Reek. And after last night's episode of Game of Thrones, I'm trying not to make this a Game of Thrones podcast, but after last night's episode of Game of Thrones, the final scene with the Greyjoy, with Theon Greyjoy, that really, really pissed me off. And that kind of just threw away my whole thing I was trying to accomplish last week.
They were
Reek. In the end, all of them are Reek.
Yeah.
Which is, I mean, I'm not going to get into it, but nonetheless.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, for those who haven't watched it.
Theon doesn't have a good episode.
Anyways, this is July 24th. We are here at Tuck and Run. We have a lot to discuss, mainly the AFC South. But before we get into that, let's talk about the news. Andrew Luck, Teddy Bridgewater are both put on the PUP list, the PUP list, physically unable to perform list. Ezekiel Elliott may be in luck after all. The Dallas Police Department, or the DPD, will suspend the investigation into Zeke's involvement in the alleged altercation that happened last Sunday. DPD.
This seems like a porno category.
The DPD.
The DPD.
The Big D Police Department.
Released a statement citing lack of complaint and no witnesses to have come forward to provide any additional information, which is, it's funny. It's like no one wants to say anything in the state of, in the city of Dallas, because that's their golden boy, right? Even the guy that was hit has not even testified.
Hey, man, it was dark, you know, whatever. Yeah. Who really knows? So, that was Zeke that hit me? No, I'm good.
Between, Jay, I'm going to talk to you about this. Between the incident in St. Patty's Day and the domestic violence incident and, the booby flashing. That was the same.
Yeah, that was the same.
There's one more incident I can't think. Well, there's three
altogether.
Yeah.
Right?
Jay, can Ezekiel Elliott, Zeke, big man on campus, can he handle the spotlight right now?
I think they need to stop treating him like Des Bryant or something. Like he just gets bored and he just like to try. He's like a little kid. He just tries to do like nuisance
stuff.
With Des,
I think that Jerry Jones has like a private security.
He does.
Guy following him around 24/7.
But they've been a little bit more lax. They've been a little bit more lax with him. I guess Des had a right, but I guess Des got into a little domestic violent type thing with his mother. I guess like not too long ago.
She had it coming.
She probably did. I mean, she's a little crazy, too.
All right. Anyways, John Elway, big news out of Denver. He signs a 5-year extension as their GM. Le'Veon Bell wants to be paid as a number one receiver or a number two receiver. I'm confused. No, number one running back and a number two receiver simultaneously. Right now, he is the highest paid running back at $12.1
million. Simultaneously.
Just add them together.
Yeah, what is that?
Let's just want break records.
I guess. He just wants
break
to be,
records.
That would be like Michael Vick in his prime, being like, I want to be played as a running back and a quarterback.
That's exactly what it is. Dale, my question is to you. Do you think he's worth the money or is he causing a headache?
You're asking the wrong person because to me, he's the third best running back in the NFL. So he should be paid as the third best running back in the NFL. I mean, I don't think he understands how contracts work. They're not going to pay you as a receiver and as a running back. He's getting, what, $12 million, which is still 50% more.
On the franchise tag.
Yeah, so on the franchise tag, he's making 12, which means I assume he probably wants at least 12 going forward for the base value. LeSean McCoy is the second highest paid running back, and he's making $8 million a year. So I think if you were to get double digits, if you can get $10 million a year, you should be happy for that. You're a running back. You're not a receiver and a running. You're a running back. They can only pay you for one position.
Well, tell them that.
I will tell them
that. Dante Fowler arrested Tuesday night in Florida on a misdemeanor charge of simple battery and mischief. He allegedly stepped on a man's glasses and then threw his groceries into the lake.
You need to calm down, bro. In an apartment complex,
into just a
driving
lake.
Around.
Like, imagine that. He's like
that's like he's bully
just
stuff right
for
there.
A lake. He's like, oh, and these are your groceries? These groceries right here? They're going to the lake.
Not anymore.
What is the point of that?
He was released on last Wednesday on a $650 bond.
Must not have been that many groceries,
right? Seriously. This next news kind of disturbing to me because I see like. It has to do with Michael Irvin. I see this guy as like a father figure. He's like the coolest guy on the planet. But I guess, fortunately, he would not face sexual assault charges. Apparently, back in March, Michael Irvin was accused of making sexual advances on a 27-year-old woman in a hotel. And she said she was afraid that she was drugged and raped. Irvin, of course, denied having any sexual contact with the woman. And the Broward County State Attorney said no charges would be followed up on Michael Irvin. Lions defensive end Amonte Bryant suspended for 4 games for violating the NFL substance abuse policy. Bryant will be eligible to return on the Lions roster on Monday, October 2nd. This will be Bryant's third suspension in the past.
Loves those drugs. I mean,
three suspensions in a year.
Bunch of bad boys over there in Detroit. Huh?
Yeah. Well, what else are you going to do in Detroit?
And finally, in our news, the rookie receiver Mike Williams may have to go under potential season-ending back surgery. Williams has been suffering from a mild disc herniation and missed most of the Chargers' off-season programs. Boys, what does this mean for the Chargers? Do you think the Chargers are cursed with all these injuries they face year after year after year?
Can you say that injury again?
Yeah, what is
mild
that?
Mild disc herniation.
He has a herniated disc in his... Oh, disc herniation. Yeah. Oh, I thought you were saying disc herniation.
No. Disc
herniation. That's how serious.
Herniated disc, I guess. Well,
I told you, right? I told you the Chargers are going to get injured.
They gotta. It's not like I said on Twitter. It's not an off season if they're not losing at least one receiver before the season even starts.
Again,
sucks.
The funny thing about Mike Williams, though, is I happen to have insider information that at the time of the draft, the Chargers were actually going to draft Deshaun Watson. But then Phillip Rivers was like, he threw a hissy fit. He said, I won't play for you guys. I'll demand a trade. He wanted more help. He didn't want them to draft his successor. Although, what is Phillip Rivers, 36, 37 years old?
Yeah, I think 37.
So I thought that would have been a great move to bring in his successor. But Phillip Rivers wasn't too happy with that. So he basically forced their hand and they drafted Mike Williams, who now might miss the whole season. Which is why you don't listen to players.
Didn't Phillip Rivers say like he didn't want to move to L.A. too?
Yeah,
like,
originally he didn't want to move to L.A.
Like he wanted to get like moved.
He has like what 16 kids?
Yeah, that's a lot of school. Yeah, that's a big.
Wait. Jump. Who's your insider information?
It's a good friend of mine.
I guess. Yeah. I guess why they're called inside information.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really. Okay.
His name's Chris Sim.
Oh, that guy. Went to his cookout, huh?
Yeah, we're on speaking terms. Well, he's on speaking terms. I'm on listening terms.
All right. Moving on. We are going on to our weekly off the field MVP. And this one means a lot to me, actually, because this week's off the field MVP goes to none other than Odell Beckham Jr. Round of applause. Nope, just me.
What did he do,
though? The exuberant.
Yeah, I don't know what to clap for yet.
The talented, the dashing New York Giant All-Star took time out of his hands to visit a 9-year-old fan with cancer after a social media request was sent to him by the boy and his father. Gyro Ponce, all these people.
What is the name? What is with the people naming their children? Like, can't
wouldn't it be Hyro? Like,
it's Hyro, I guess. J-A-Y-R-O? Hyro?
Yeah.
Well, Hyro Ponce from Amarillo, Texas. Amarillo, Texas.
This kid's got cancer. You're making fun of his name?
I'm not making fun of his name. I'm making fun of the choice his father made.
Listen. All right. The boy has cancer, okay?
I'm sorry to hear give that. Hyro.
Hyro Ponce from Amarillo, Texas was suffering from a malignant rhomboid tumor.
I love when you do medical.
We should legitimately stop doing the medical.
Just stop hiring people with cancer.
No. Suffering from cancer.
We're not laughing at your condition.
No, we're not laughing at your condition. It's his pronunciation.
I can never. This is the second kid who has had some type of ailment, and I cannot pronounce it. I'm doing them a big disservice.
Rheumatoid. I don't even see the paper.
I'm sorry. Whatever the case may be, the kid has cancer. He's currently going through treatment. And after a few Instagram posts were exchanged, Beckham flew out Saturday and visited the boy, and they shared a very touching moment. So,
did he whoop his ass in street hoops?
No, he did not whoop his ass in street hoops. But I tip my hat to you, Odell Beckham Jr., for doing that. I don't have any form of cancer, but knock on wood. But if you want to give me a visit too, bud, I'll talk to the.
I think you're a little old for that.
Yeah. You're
a grown ass man.
All right, moving on. We are on to our topic for today, the AFC South. Some would say, including myself, that this may be, if not is, the most well-balanced division in the NFL. We are talking about the Texans, the Titans, the Jaguars, and the Colts. And we're going to start from the bottom up with the Jaguars, who last year had a record of 3-13, two home game wins, six losses, one win on the road, seven losses there. And what my topic, my question rather, is what can they do to turn their franchise around? Because they got a lot of talent on that team.
But they just can't get the
train going. So, Jay, what do you think? What can the Jaguars do to turn around their franchise?
I think they're doing a great job of acquiring defensive talent, and they're trying to build the Jaguars of old. And now they got Leonard Fournette, who's essentially going to be like the Fred Taylor of the 90s for them. So I think, honestly, what they have to do is simplify the offense for Blake Bortles and just do simple drop back, quick passes, hand the ball off, and just simplify everything. Because this guy is like, when it's in the fourth quarter and they're down by a billion, like, he's great.
Because of all his interceptions.
And then when he's like trying to lead the team, he just can't. Like, it's just weird. He needs to have a big year for them. And I picked them for like my sleeper type team in this division, but they just, they're on the cusp, I believe.
I feel like every single year we say the same thing. It's the Jaguars' year. They're going to figure it out.
So much talent.
They have so much talent. The one thing that I think is different than other seasons previous is that they are going to have an identity on offense. They brought in Tom Coughlin at the top to institute, he's going to play. We're going to play defense. We're going to run the ball. We're going to control the clock. We're not going to let our quarterback throw 60 times a game.
And get killed.
Leonard Fournette is going to be their identity. They got a bell cow. They're going to run him into the ground. They still have Chris Ivory, so he's a very good number two to spell because you get similar things. The problem with Chris Ivory is he's not durable. So
are they doing a dual back running back system this year?
Everybody in the NFL.
That's true.
You're the Cowboys.
I like TJ Yeldon better than him anyways.
Oh, they have TJ Yeldon. That's right. Yeah, they have. Wow. Yeah, Chris Ivory.
They have a three-headed monster there.
They got a three-headed monster there. They got a three-headed monster at receiver. They got out the two Allens, JJ's favorite players. They got Marquise Lee. There was talk that Gary Barnage is going to visit there, and that would give them him and Mercedes Lewis. That would be a great combination.
They already got Michael Rivera.
It's the loss of what's his name? The tight end that was there. I'm blanking on his name right now.
Julius Thomas.
Is that a huge loss?
He might as well have never even been there.
He did it for the money, obviously. But I
don't think that.
Do you think Gary Barnes will play a fitting role?
Well, he hasn't signed there. They're just saying he's going to visit. I don't think that they have.
I think it's not necessary.
No, they have three good receivers. They have the three running backs. It's going to come down to Blake Bortles. Look at what they added in the offseason, though. Like, the defense is, if that defense is not a top five defense in the NFL, then everything went wrong.
Let's talk about who they add and who
they
lose.
They got the number one corner in free agency, AJ Bouye.
Yeah.
They got my favorite defensive end of all time, Clay's Campbell.
He was the number one defensive end available.
The number one defensive end, the number one corner. They got Barry Church. Jay, what did Barry Church do last season?
127 tackles, most by a defensive back.
127 tackles by a safety.
One single safety.
Yeah, Barry Church from the Cowboys. they drafted, we talked about Fournette, they drafted Cam Robinson in the second, who's probably he's going to start out. He's probably going to be their left tackle, I believe, because they got rid of Luke Jokel.
Yeah, that's true.
And, but
Tom Coughlin, biggest ad.
Yeah, Tom. I would agree with that. I just think that what it's going to come down to is, excuse me, is Blake Bortles. Can Blake Bortles do it? Can he not do it?
And we said before,
I'm not a Blake Bortles fan, but there's so much talent on that team.
We said before, this is probably a division that has the most inconsistency with quarterback play in the division. Like you have a guy like Blake Bortles who can play great when they're behind, but when they're trying to win a game, he hasn't done anything. And then if you think about their losses, like you take out Prince Amukamara, you put in AJ Boyer. I think AJ Boyer is better. Luke Jokel, he really didn't do anything for them anyways. Jonathan Cyprian, I liked him. But they got Barry Church.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they did a great job of actually just kind of adding pieces.
They got even, you talk about their stacked receiving core, because they have, what would you say, Rashawn Green is their fourth receiver?
They
drafted DeeDee Westbrook from Oklahoma.
Yeah.
He's a very good receiver. Like, yes. There's no, Clay's game. Blake Bortles has no excuse not to be.
No.
Not for him to have a good year. I mean, he just got to, if they can run it.
They have defense, to scheme it right so that they're protecting him.
So, what was their biggest problems last year?
Blake Bortles.
He took a.
Do you think it would benefit if they brought in a guy like Colin Kaepernick?
No, I don't think Colin. Doesn't fit the scheme, though. I don't think Colin Kaepernick is an upgrade over Blake Bortles. That's just my personal opinion. I think that you have Blake Bortles. You got him for 2 more years, I believe. So let's see what he can do. And then if he doesn't, then you can draft somebody else.
Allen Robinson had a bad year, too, though. A lot of dropsies.
Well, that Allen Hurns, Allen Robinson, Marquise Lee. They should be good. I mean, they should.
He's a Madden team right there.
Their team is. It will be a lot of fun to play in next year's Madden. But, I mean, if you look at their schedule.
Hey, they still got Brendan Albert, don't they?
No, they traded him. No, dude. No, because, yeah, they traded him. Yeah. But, yeah, they do have Brendan Albert because they traded Julius Thomas to the Dolphins, and then the Dolphins traded Brendan Albert to them. It was, like, essentially the same trade, but it was two different trades. So, yeah, they have Brendan Albert, Cam Johnson, Cam Robinson.
You got names.
Jeremy Parnell.
So, as far as the upcoming season schedule, who are there?
I mean, I have them going 9-7. I know tough that sounds crazy, but
really,
I have a big turnaround. To me, spoiler alert, I have them winning the division next year at 9-7.
Whoa, 7. That's a bold statement,
but
Kai.
We'll get to the. we can back it up.
You've never even been to Jacksonville.
No, they got a pool in their stadium. I would like to go to Jacksonville, but so they start out against the Texans, which I do think is a loss. But I mean, they have a pretty easy schedule. I mean. They're playing the Ravens, but I believe that Ravens game is actually in London. If memory
London town.
I mean,
they love Jacksonville and London.
Yeah, honestly. How many times have you been playing in London?
It might as well be the London Jaguars, which sounds so much better than the Jacksonville Jaguars.
It actually does.
But, no, I mean, I got, what do you have? I have 9-7. What do you think, Jay?
I was close. I got 8-8 for them. Yeah. I think they split.
All right. Well, speaking of A&A, we're moving on to the Indianapolis Colts. They came in last year 8-8 in the division. Of course, their star quarterback had a shoulder injury later into the season. Jay, what does this mean for them going forward?
Well, you just said he's starting off on the pup. He's got that designation, though, to come back. I don't know. Is he throwing yet? Has anybody heard him throwing yet or no?
I think that he did. He has done throwing.
He has done some throwing. Yeah. He has since thrown. Okay.
He has thrown at some point.
I'm so low. Like, I do not buy the Colts at all. I think they're a bad team, and they've been continually getting worse.
Well, Dad, let's talk about their additions and losses. What do they look like right now?
They didn't lose that much. I mean, they lost Dwayne Allen, but he was already out last year.
Dequell Jackson.
They like Jack Doyle. They like Doyle. Dequell Jackson, who I think the leadership you lose. Dequell Jackson and Mike Adams, I think, were their two biggest losses because there's a lot of leadership right there. Arthur Jones, ever since he signed with them, he couldn't really stay healthy. So.
True.
I mean, really, their defense was real bad last year. They were 22nd in points per game. They allowed almost 25 points a game. 27th in passing yards, 25th in rushing yards. Like, they're a real bad
team. I don't see them getting better.
They're a bottom 10 defense. Well,
Hit with Malik Hooker, though.
I think that I like Malik Hooker. I actually like the first three picks. I like Malik Hooker. I like Quincy Wilson. And I like Terrell Basham. He's a good pass rusher out of Ohio. I even like Marlon Mack, the running back they got later. I mean, they brought Frank Gore will probably start, but he's like 33 years old.
Stole some of my guys.
I mean, what role?
They stole quite a few Patriots. I mean, they got. I get why their defense was bad. I mean, I just said it. I think their defense is bad.
Their offense isn't that great either.
I think it's all right, but they have.
How old is Frank Gore now?
I think he's 33.
Old.
No, I mean, but they had low-key good signings. Like, they signed Kamar Aiken. That's a quality receiver. They signed Jabal Sheard. Quality. John Simon, quality player. Jonathan Hankins, that was a big get for them.
John Simon, he's supposed to be like to help their pass rush, but he had like what, 8 sacks the last 2 years? Like,
yeah, I think he had 8 sacks, but it's not just combined. About sacks. He wasn't necessarily a starter.
Can Malik Hooker, the rookie, can he facilitate as the leader of that defense for the team, or is that the key ingredient that they're missing in order to
move past? I think Mike Adams and DeQuell Jackson were probably the leaders on the defense last year. They lost both of them. They signed some linebackers. I don't know who the leader is going to be right now. That might be difficult. I mean, I guess Vontae Davis is their leader.
Yeah. Yeah. Probably.
So,
I mean, he had a leadership role last year too, so.
Yeah. I like the guys they signed. I like that they didn't throw a lot of money at the wall. And the biggest question mark with the Colts for me is their offensive line. Like, because they're just, one of the guys retired. They didn't sign anybody. They didn't draft. They signed Brian Schwenke from the Titans. He's like a center guard. But I don't know. They got to keep Andrew Luck healthy. That's what it comes down to. I mean, you know.
Do you believe in that receiving core?
I mean, they have on paper in Madden that Philip Dorsett,
John Kamon, Chris. We're going to stop talking about Madden.
No, they're going to sponsor us.
We're not sponsored by Madden.
No, if they keep talking, we keep talking about them. We'll get free copies of Madden 18. In video games, I like their receiving core. they got a lot of speed. What is Dante, T.Y., Philip Dorsett? They signed Kamar Aiken. I mean, they got Jack Doyle, who's the best white tight end in the NFL.
So what is their schedule looking like? What's your prediction?
Well, we completely disagree on this.
No, I said 7-9. What did you say?
All right, so I said 6-10.
So you said 6-10. I said 7-9. I mean, these teams are all lucky because they're all playing the Rams. So there's a win for all four of them. And they play the Niners. Yeah, so there's two wins for all four of them. Their schedule's not great, but I mean,
it's the health of Andrew Luck and whether or not he can just not turn the ball over.
He doesn't. He's not playing poor. He does throw interceptions, but he's not Jameis Winston.
He tries to do too much.
Well, because look at who's around him.
Exactly. I don't trust their offense. I don't trust their defense.
I said 7-9. I don't. I think they'll be.
That was a gracious. That was an Andrew Luck 7-9, by the way.
Well, I mean, the Rams are going to beat. They're not going to beat the Cardinals. They will beat the Browns. They won't beat the Seahawks. They could beat the Niners. Not going to beat the Titans. I guess they'll beat the Jaguars. I mean, that's interesting. They're playing the whole AFC South. The AFC South is playing the NFC West and the AFC North. So it's tough for them this year.
Well, I mean, as far as like Frank Gore. And the running game. Do you think he's gonna have another breakout season? Because he had a really good season.
I think he almost had 1,000 yards, which is crazy because he's like 4 trillion years old.
He's 34 years old.
34?
Yeah.
Oh my god. Running like Madden. That's
I think
crazy.
They slowly take away his reps.
They got
Turbin, I believe, and they got Josh Ferguson.
They have Christine Michael and Turbin. One of them got hurt. I think it was Christine Michael.
Christine Michael did.
So they have Turbin.
All right, we'll see how that
plays out. 7-9, and he said 6-10.
From there, we are going on to the Tennessee Titans, one of my dark horse teams in the NFL. Hey. Marcus Mariota. There you have the running back.
Running backs, Derrick Henry and DeMarco
Murray, who I think they're absolutely
They might have the best duo. Yeah, they probably have the best
in the NFL right
Yeah,
now.
They probably have the best back.
And they upgraded in their receiving core as well. What do we think about them and their run as the divisional leaders in the AFC South, Dale?
Well, they went, 9-7 last year?
Yep, they were tied with the Texans.
They're pretty average in points per game allowed. They're 14th in points per game. They're 16th in points allowed. I mean, they are the second-best rushing defense, which is crazy. Although, if you look at it, so they had the second-best rushing defense. They had the 30th best passing defense. So everybody just threw all over them. Nobody wasted time running. Although, to your credit, Sam, they had the third-best rushing offense. I think their biggest loss was probably Jason McCourty. I mean, they lost Fasano. He's a good blocking tight end, and Sean Spence is all right. Kendall Wright never seemed to.
Chance Womack.
Yeah, he was. I would say Chance Womack was probably best. Jason McCourty, for what he did on the field and off the field, was probably the biggest loss for them. But they we're talking about the Titans, right? They drafted Adoree Jackson in the first round to replace him.
And they got Logan Ryan.
Oh, and they signed Logan Ryan. And they signed Jonathan Cyprian, who's a good safety, yeah. They drafted Corey Davis.
I think it was a reach, but
yeah,
still a good get from him, though.
Reach. We'll see what he does. I would like to see him.
You're not high on Corey Davis.
No, I'm not. Who are the receivers? I'm not that crazy about Mike Williams now either because of his injuries. It's a weak receiving class.
No.
But I think he averaged like 15 touchdowns a year.
Wait, who did they lose? They lost a major receiver, though.
Kendall Wright.
Yeah.
Kendall Wright, yeah. Slotty.
Yeah, but he wasn't. He didn't do that much for them last year.
They still got like Tajae Sharpe, who knows if he comes back.
Tajae Sharpe just murking people in bars.
And they have they got the kid Taiwan Taylor.
Taiwan Taylor, who had like 1,700 receiving yards and like 20 touchdowns last year.
I think it was like 17 touchdowns. Yeah, he was from a small school too.
Yeah,
but he's a slot receiver, so I mean he can just fit right into that. You know,
I mean,
so what's their missing link? What do they need to?
I mean, I think they need a better defense, and they need to get more bigger plays in the passing game. Which that's why they drafted Corey Davis. That's why they drafted Taiwan Taylor. That's why they signed Logan Ryan. I'll be honest with you, though. When I was looking at their schedule, they have a very tough schedule. A very, very tough schedule. They open with the Raiders. I mean, I think we can all agree they're going to lose that.
Wow.
So from the Raiders, they go to...
I can't wait for that game. That's my game of the week, that week.
You have them going, what, 5-5? You have them going 0-5.
Yeah, because, I mean, come on. I think the Jaguars are going to be really good.
I'm saying, like, no way they get one 0-5.
Okay, but let's look at it. Raiders, they're not going to beat them. Maybe they beat the Jaguars, but it's in Jacksonville. The Jaguars are going to be much better this year. Then they have to play the Seahawks.
You already said Jacksonville should be in London.
Doesn't matter. It's in Jacksonville. And then they're playing the Seahawks. They're not going to beat the Seahawks. They're not going to go to Houston and beat the Texans. And I don't think they're going to beat the Dolphins in Miami. So I think the first win is going to be against the Colts at home in week 6.
You're high on the Dolphins. You're high on the Texans.
The Dolphins aren't bad.
I have them winning the division. Them going 10-6.
I like that.
You like that? This is where we differ, because I truly in my heart think 6-10, 5-11.
But
Titans last year, they beat the Lions. Okay, in Detroit,
accidentally.
By the way.
Stafford, that was those one knockout.
By the way, they beat the Dolphins last year. Your guys, the Dolphins.
What was the score of that game?
30-17. Fluke, buddy. They beat the Jags last year, 22-36.
Accidentally.
They beat the Packers. They beat the crap out of the Packers.
That was a good game.
The Bears, the Broncos, they beat. The Chiefs, they beat.
Hey.
The Texans, they beat. They're real.
No, they're not.
Yes.
They're
not
real. Marcus Mariota had a low-key good year.
And he had a low-key good year.
He's not a bad quarterback. So he's probably the second-best quarterback in that competition. All
right. Well, I'm glad we brought him up, because my question is this. He had a fractured tibia last season. What is your mindset going into the new season as if you're Marcus Mariota? You know, I mean, because you're primarily a running quarterback. Right? So,
yeah.
I mean, do you have to alter your
gameplay?
Well,
I wouldn't say that he's primarily a running quarterback.
He looks to throw first.
He's, of all the quarterbacks who can run, probably the most hesitant to run, I would say, because he wants to throw the ball. He just can run. I actually think that he probably doesn't run enough.
Right.
Because that's a dangerous weapon he has. He really does want to
throw
the ball.
I think he gets hit blindside. He gets blindside sacked a lot.
There's no reason, because they have a good offensive line.
Yeah, I think this is his third year, right?
Yeah.
So this is like the time where you make that jump. You know what I mean? So I know he's coming off injury, but I think this is the year where he's like, all right, well, I'm here. I'm here to stay. Let me get that next contract.
Has he yet not thrown an interception in the red zone as well?
I believe he has yet to throw an interception in the red zone.
Oh, that's so nice.
Who's coaching in Tennessee?
We should probably know that.
Yeah, it's not Doug Marone. That's Jacksonville. It's not Ken Whisenhunt. They fired him. Is it Gus? Not Gus Bradley. He was Jacksonville.
Nah. Let me look it up.
Why can't I think of that? I'm blanking on him. I think it's the guy who was in Buffalo before. But that's Doug Marone. I think Mike Mularkey.
Yeah.
That's awful.
That's not awful.
He's not a good head coach. They're not going to be good. I'll stand by that. 6-10.
He went 9-7 last year.
Accidentally.
He was tied in the AFC South.
If they were so good, they would have made the playoffs.
They should have.
Well, they didn't. And the Patriots
split with the Texans. The Texans got the tiebreaker.
I don't know. I'm very not bullish. Whatever the opposite of bullish is, I'm that. I'm sheepish on the Titans.
I think they're gonna
You're full of bullish.
I think they're going to win the division.
You're crazy. You're both crazy.
next.
I'm glad this is recorded for posterity. So we can see.
And finally, we're moving on to the Houston Texans. They finished the season also 9-7 and made a playoff run. And the Wildcats lost to the mighty, mighty Patriots. But What can they do to stay on top of their division, Dale?
I mean, look how their offense was horrendous. Addition by subtraction. The funny thing about the Texans, though, is if you think about it, so they traded their first round. They traded their first round pick next year to move up to get Deshaun Watson.
Right.
You know, they also traded their second round pick next year to get rid of Brock Osweiler. So they traded their first two picks in next year's draft to fix their quarterback situation this year. So
and he's probably not going to start right off the jump. Probably
won't start, and I like him, but it might take a little while. Like he's probably going to be, you know, after the bye week type guy.
He might be one of those guys that Bill O'Brien just like, no. Oh, okay. Yeah. You know what I mean?
It could like be he's like Brett Favre with Andy Reid with Mike.
Yeah, he's going to pull his hair out, but at the same time be like, all right, so that was a good play, but I don't want you ever to do that again.
Well, I mean,
I can see him being an off the script quarterback.
Who are you starting in the?
I think Tom Savage starts to begin because he's been there for three years.
But I think Deshaun should get it.
Eventually. I mean, their offense.
I can understand the hesitation.
Their offense was real bad last year. They didn't even average 200 yards passing a game. Like, Brock Osweiler had a real bad. He was a real bad quarterback. Like, there's no other way around it. They were 28th in points per game. They couldn't even barely scored 17
points.
Just
killing it with the Browns right now, though.
Yeah. Well, we'll see.
And I 7-on-7.
with no defense. Their defense was.
It's hard to throw picks when there's no like.
speaking of defense,
no rush.
The Texans defense was legit last year. They
minus a J.J. Watt.
Yeah, without J.J. Watt. Now the thing I would say is they lost quite a few guys. They lost A.J. Bouye to the Jaguars. They
That's
lost
a huge
Quentin
loss.
Quentin Demps, who was their starting.
Another huge loss.
They lost John Simon,
rotational player.
Yeah, good pass rusher though. I mean they did get Zach Cunningham in the draft, but he's not exactly a pass rusher.
You can see him more. I liked him.
Yeah.
For the Raiders.
Deontay Foreman is probably the big get for them because they got Lamar Miller and they can put him with Deontay Foreman. They got a nice 1-2 punch.
I heard that he just can't pass protect, though. Like, at all.
Yeah,
like,
rookies usually have a hard time.
I was
going
to say, is their offensive line the thing to question in Houston as far as that team goes? Or?
I mean, I think it starts and ends. I think for all four of these teams, it starts and ends with the quarterback. Maybe Indianapolis, you could say it starts and ends with the defense. But for the other three teams, how the quarterback goes, because the Titans have a pretty good offensive line. The Texans' offensive line isn't as – the Titans have the best. The Jaguars isn't bad, and the Texans isn't bad, their offensive lines. So I think it's going to come down to can Tom Savage go 500 for them? Can he, you know, just not – realistically, you want to talk about Jacksonville not making – like the whole point is to run the ball, not turn over, not make mistakes. Can the Texans just not turn the ball over?
That's not how Bill O'Brien wants to play, though.
Well,
he doesn't want to run the ball. He wants to throw it.
He wants to run the ball. He drafted Deontay Foreman and signed Lamar Miller.
I understand. Like, he has to run the ball out of necessity, but he doesn't want to.
Listen,
he will not be committed to the run.
Well, maybe I don't like Bill O'Brien as much as everyone else does.
The Patriots
run the ball. So
you think Clowney had a fluke year?
No.
You think that's how he's going to be now?
Clowney's a good year, a good player. I think that he should have been the number one pick in the draft. I just think Jadeveon Clowney would have been so much better on a team like Atlanta or Oakland playing in a 4-3 than in a 3-4, but that's a discussion for another day. I think he will have a good year.
So let's look at the schedule. What are we predicting for the Houston Texans?
I got 7-9. What do you have, Jay?
I went 9-7. I think they stay.
9-7.
Yeah.
So second.
Pretty where they are. Yeah. I think they flip with the Texans, essentially.
I think they have a tough schedule. They go into Cincinnati. They're going to New England. They're going to Seattle. They even go into the Rams. They go into the Ravens. You know, I mean, I think that's some tough places to play on the road. I don't think that their schedule does them any favors this year.
Nah.
Which is, you know, when you're first in your division, you shouldn't.
I think their defense helped with me picking 9-7. Like, I feel like Tom Savage just needs
back is going
to
help.
Yeah, Tom Savage just needs to not turn the ball over. And that's it. And I think he can. He's not like a crazy person.
Who are the toughest opponents going to
Patriots?
I mean, they go to New England.
Yeah.
They got to, I would say, going to Baltimore is tough. And I would say going to Seattle is tough.
Going to Tennessee.
They're going. These are all away games.
Yeah, they're going to Seattle. Yikes. They're going to Baltimore. They got to go to Tennessee because that's their division. They're going to Cincinnati, where it's that if the Bengals, I'm not crazy about them, but they're good at home. They're lucky because they get the Steelers
at home.
They get the Steelers at home, but I think the Steelers can go into Houston and win. I mean, the Steelers are going to be, I don't like them, but they're going to be a good team this year.
It doesn't matter where they play the Steelers. They can play on the moon. They're not winning that game.
They're lucky, though, because the Chiefs, they don't have to go to Kansas City. It's real hard to win in Kansas City.
And you have them going as what?
7-9.
7-9, Jay?
I went 9-7, yeah.
Sam, what do you have them going?
I don't know. I'll say 8-8.
All right, right in the middle. Cool. Yeah. Playing it down the middle. I think they'll come down the middle, Sam.
I think they'll come in second place.
Way to hop off the fence, Sam.
But I think they'll be at a level-headed 8-8.
Quick question. What do you think the other three teams are going to be?
I think Tennessee will be 10-6.
Okay. Thank you.
You're both crazy.
Then we have Houston at 8-8. Then we have you know what? I think actually Indianapolis might be 9-7.
They're gonna forfeit a game.
They're gonna tie. They're gonna have a tie.
9-7, and then the
9-7. So Indianapolis is second, 9-7. Then you have Tennessee Titans at 10-6.
No, Tennessee's first.
Yes.
Indianapolis is second.
9-7. Yep.
Then the Texans at 8-8, and then the Jaguars.
Jaguars. I don't know. Maybe 4-12.
You're crazy. That's crazy.
One more game back.
You're crazy.
Wow. That's, oh, 5-11. I'll give him that. 5-11.
Five. Well, that would be an improvement.
You talked him into one more game.
Yeah. I think they went into the division at 9-7. So,
nonetheless. All right. Well, that concludes that topic. The AFC South. What are we going to talk about
next week? What do you want to do?
Let's go NFC. Let's go NFC.
We could just stay in the
West.
AFC and clear it out.
We can, but I like jumping.
Well, we just did two AFC teams in a row.
Yeah, so let's go NFC West. Let's go to the West Coast. NFC teams.
West.
And talk about the Rams. 49ers.
Well, I can tell you they're playing Rams. These guys. They're playing this conference.
49ers, Rams,
Cardinals,
and the Seahawks. Yeah. All right.
Real boring division.
Ugh.
JD's favorite. Division. I also hate that division.
Why?
Because it's like, who
cares?
I
hate too many teams over there.
I don't like the Rams.
Did you say the Niners?
Yeah, he said the Niners.
Oh, I don't like the Niners. I don't like the Cardinals. And I don't like the Seahawks. What do you mean? Why do I? Because I don't like a single team in that division.
I like players in that division.
Well, we're going to talk about them.
All right.
All right. So you bring your best notes and
we'll
better
get Kyle
like
to sub in for that episode.
All right.
Where is Arizona?
We are going to conclude this episode with a rant and run. We're bringing that back. We did that in the first episode of Tuck and Run, and we're going to talk about...
We have a lot of time. We could actually play a game.
I don't have any
Let
games.
Let him do a rant and run.
No, I know. I want him to do a rant and run, but we have like 23 minutes that we could technically fill. Do you have a 23-minute rant?
I don't have... No,
can you talk straight for 23 minutes?
Well, if you allow me to talk to begin with, maybe.
No, okay. All right. But I'm just saying that we could play... Like,
just
I
keep
told
interrupting
you,
him. I guarantee we eat through this 23 minutes.
We could play that. We could play... Well,
I don't have a
you
game.
Do,
I don't have a
you
game.
You do your rant and run, and then we'll talk about Game of Thrones.
That's not the...
We'll do a Game of Thrones.
That's not a rant and run.
No,
it's supposed to be rant and then run.
What I would say for the game is you could just do 20 questions. You could just randomly think of a play.
Oh, all right, fine. Well, I'll randomly think. Okay, we'll play a game after that. Okay,
no, but we should do the game then rant because it's good. Rant and run. He's right. It should be the last thing that anyone hears is your voice.
Jesus Christ, there is no organization. Okay,
let's just do the rant and run.
And I got to think of a play. Yeah, let me think of a play. All right,
we'll do the rant and run. We'll see how long it takes. Maybe we'll play a game after.
Today's rant and run, we are going to discuss. The offhand topic made by Michael Vick towards Colin Kaepernick. Now, for those who don't know, Mike Vick went on, I think it was ESPN, and he said something about essentially saying that in order for Colin Kaepernick to get looked at or sign with a team, he needs to cut his hair and change his image, which I, for one, think that is horseshit. That is grade A horseshit. I mean,
it's got to just be him, Jay.
Colin Kaepernick has not been employed since he opted out of his contract in free agency. And it's not because of what he is or who he is. I mean, it's not because of what he looks like. It's because of what he stands for. And, you know, I've been on the social media and I've seen all this stuff saying that, you know, Michael Vick should be revoked from his African-American black card. It should be redacted because it's a backhanded comment to Colin Kaepernick and what he's representing. Yeah, yes, you see a guy with an afro and you think, you know, the 70s. You think of the Black Panther movement and stuff like that, especially with what Colin Kaepernick is trying to project and advocate with his message of equality and justice. However, no player... Colin Kaepernick, for that matter. No one should ever have to mask who they are or conform to a certain standard to be recognized by the NFL, which you know, it bothers me because I love Michael Vick. Michael Vick was my favorite player when he got drafted in 2001. He got drafted in 2001 up until the time he got arrested and, you know, made his redemption run in the NFL. So it's kind of crazy and it's kind of ironic to me that Michael Vick is the person that's saying this because, you know, when you think of Michael Vick, especially Michael Vick of 2001, 2004, he had the braids, he had the baggy clothes, he was hanging out with all these rappers and stuff like that. He was the face of Atlanta until he went to jail. And for him to say that Colin Kaepernick needs to change his image and become more of an Uncle Tom, if you will, bothers me. In fact, this reminds me of a conversation that we all had here via text with another friend of ours who will remain nameless to this conversation.
You mean JJ?
Okay. Well, I didn't say that. So
no, I didn't say anything.
Our friend said that he should just essentially shut the hell up.
Oh, not JJ.
Shut the hell up and play football. And it's like, you know, that struck a chord to me because, no, he shouldn't shut the hell up. He's an NFL player. He's a man on a pedestal, and he has a podium. He has this platform where he can speak his voice in a very, very positive light, which he has been trying to do since this whole take a knee fiasco that everyone wants to make a big deal of. The idea of silencing players echoes that African-American athletes are not viewed as talented individuals rather than pawns that just happen to have talent. If the NFL wants to turn their back on players who want to, you know, talk about social injustice issues, then I think we shouldn't even watch the NFL to begin with. Because why is that? Why can't a player who stands for something, who is proud to be an American, and wants to see the betterment of his country should be stand in silence? Well, that screams hypocrisy to me as an American. Not as a football, you know, NFL player, but as an American, he is trying to do the best for his community. He's trying to do the best for his colleagues, and he's trying to do the best for the victims' families who are going through the pain of losing their family members out of a routine traffic stop. And right now, he cannot play the game he worked so hard for and dedicated his life to because of his views and opinions. And you have a guy like Michael Vick who himself went to jail for something completely, completely inappropriate, completely egregious. And he's telling him essentially to be quiet and play football. And that's my... I guess quagmire with this whole situation is, Mike, if you're listening, Mike, you've been in a far lower situation than Colin Kaepernick is experiencing right now. You, out of all people in the NFL, should have his back through and through. And I know you meant the best out of your comment. You're trying to speak with a kind heart, but you should never, ever tell someone to change who they are or alter their appearance. It's shocking to me right now as I'm thinking about the statement that he said, and it's I don't know. I'm in disbelief about it. But I figured I'd just talk to you guys about it, talk to our listeners about it, and get it off my chest for today's rant and run. Colin Kaepernick, if you ever listen to this, please continue making noise. Wear your hair as loud as you want to, as big as you want to. Do the things you've been doing because you have been the outstanding model citizen for every African American, not just every individual in America who agrees and sees where your point is. You should not shut up. You should not cut your hair. You should go out, make a face for yourself, a brand, make a face for yourself, and let everyone recognize that face. And that is my rant and run of the day.
I really appreciate everything you said, but for real, he should cut his hair. how does he even put a helmet on it? Like, I don't understand how that even... I mean, I guess it's good. It's like extra padding against a concussion.
Okay, now let's play this game.
All right, you got a player?
Okay, what's the rules exactly? Can it be a former player or...
Any player in the history of the NFL.
In the history of the NFL.
Jay and I cannot know it. Yeah. If I was you, I'd probably look it up.
I'm going to get his stats up right now.
We have 20 questions. The 20th question... We only have 20 questions. We go back and forth. They have to be yes, no answers. You can only answer yes or no. So we'll play.
Got it.
So we'll play it.
Kind of like that game in Inglourious Bastards. Kind of. When they're playing in the cellar and the guy.
Yeah, completely different, but kind of. it's kind of the same thing. But so basically, you just pick any player in the history of the NFL. I mean, you could pick obscure players, but it would probably be better for the game if you picked players that are kind of known. And Jay and I will go back and forth asking questions, yes or no questions. And then when we think we have it, we can guess it.
Got it. All right. Well, I have a... We got a player here.
All right, Jay, you want to go first? No, I'm not going to. The point, I want to play the game. I don't want to cheat.
All right, so, Jay, you go first.
Cheat
first
to win.
One. So is it 10-10 or 20?
No, 10-10. 20 total questions for the two of us. And we don't have to do 10. If you have no more questions, like, or I have no questions, you can keep asking. But it's a game we're trying to beat Sam. It's you and I versus him.
Oh, so we ask the question. He
we ask yes or no. He can only answer yes or no. Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
What do you got, Jay?
So I'll just bang out the first one. Is it a current player?
No.
So I should ask if it isn't a current player. All right, hold on. Oh, this is tough for players. Did this player play between 2000 and 2010?
Yes.
What a range.
Yeah, that is.
Did this player play offense?
Yes, he did.
So
that's two questions. I'm not tallying this at
all. Yeah, you should go like this or something.
So three questions.
No, it's three?
No, this is just second question.
So this will be four.
Yeah.
No, this will be three.
This will be four. Your fourth question.
This will be the fourth question, yeah. So an offensive player from the 2000s. Was he a quarterback?
Yes.
Jay?
Did he play in the NFC?
You have it up on the computer.
No.
You have it.
No, he played for multiple teams.
Oh, but
so,
never.
So
primarily.
He didn't play for the NFC.
Primarily. So he's an AFC quarterback from the 2000s. Was he white?
Are you joking?
No, we need. Come on. What do you mean? Okay, I'm sorry.
He was just ranting about Colin Kaepernick.
Hold on. Let me rephrase the question. Was he black?
No, he was white. Okay. They're all white. But no, for the most part, they're all white.
Michael Vick, your boy, is not white. Oh, man. Donovan McNabb. Dante Culpepper.
No, he's a white.
So that's.
He's NFL. A white?
He's a white.
He's a white NFL quarterback.
He needs to cut his hair. So a white NFL quarterback from the 2000s.
From the 2000s.
This is question number six.
Yeah, this is the sixth question.
Was he a starting quarterback?
I would hope he picked a starting quarterback.
You never know.
JT. Okay.
Yes, he was primarily a starting quarterback. But I should have F with you guys and got him like a backup.
Yeah, that we should cool. Just the rule should be has to have been a starter.
yes, he was a starting quarterback in the AFC. And he's white.
Okay. Did he ever go to the Pro Bowl?
He did.
Pro Bowl quarterback. How many questions is that?
That's seven questions.
Seven.
So this is the eighth.
Okay. Did he play in the AFC East? Primarily.
No.
Yeah. So if he played on multiple teams, it would just, yeah. So it was just the majority of his career.
Majority.
So it's the majority. Not in the AFC East?
No.
Oh, hold on. Did he play on more than two teams? Because can you think of a Pro Bowl quarterback that's been on more than two teams?
No.
So two teams. And an AFC quarterback, not in the East, white, Pro Bowler. In the 2000, okay, did he play before 2000?
It's Jay's turn.
Oh, okay. Ask that question.
Did he play in the AFC South?
He did.
Ooh, is it Matt Schaub? Could be Matt Schaub. Did he retire before 2015? Oh, let me rephrase that. Was he still active in 2015?
Yes.
2015. He was still active.
Was he a number one overall pick?
Yes.
Oh, boy. But he's not active now.
No.
Who recently retired that was still playing in 2015?
This is question number nine.
No, there's Well, we got plenty of... All right. Was his number in the single digits for the majority of whatever. However you want to say that. Where the majority of his career was his number in the single digits.
No.
Double digits. That doesn't help me at all.
Did he play for the Tennessee Volunteers in college?
Hold on. He played for a Tennessee team in college.
Wait, no, you just have to say yes or no. So the answer
yes.
would be no.
No.
The answer would be no.
No, no.
So he did not play for Tennessee
but he,
in college.
But he played for some. What other Tennessee teams are there? Tennessee Chattanooga is the only one I can think of. Right, but he's a white quarterback with double-digit numbers who had been to the Pro Bowl, who was still playing in 2015.
Yes, and this is your 10th question.
He was still was he still starting in 2015?
Yes.
And he's not currently he's retired, right? He's not a current player.
All right. I thought I knew who it was.
What were you going to say? You can say it. It's not, you're not asking.
I was going to say Peyton Manning.
James, could you imagine if that is who you picked?
That is correct. Peyton Manning.
So he did play for the Tennessee Volunteers.
I didn't know the name of I thought it was like the University of Tennessee. And nothing else. They didn't have a mascot.
That's why I was like, is he number one overall pick? I was like, yep, okay. Yeah. Right.
Peyton Manning, number 18, who played for the Colts and the Denver Broncos, who retired in 2015, won a Super Bowl on his way out. Played for some Tennessee college team. First round overall, 1998.
Played for the University of Tennessee Volunteers.
14-time Pro Bowl, 2-time Super Bowl champion. That was a mystery player of today.
That was a good one. That was good.
Peyton Manning.
When we have time to kill, we can just do that.
Well, that concludes this week's show of Tuck and Run. Thank you once again for joining us. You can follow us at our website at TuckerPunchProductions.com. You can also follow us on Twitter, Jay.
PointGods34.
That's singular. I
mean. Yeah, PointGod.
Tuck.
At TheReal68.
At TheReal68. And you can follow me
all
at
letters.
Sony. 3 underscores after every letter. I know it's annoying, but you should follow me anyways. This concludes our episode of Tuck and Run. Also, tune into our sister. I keep saying that.
It's not
sister. Our little brother.
Well, I think sister's less defensive than the little brother. Little. Turn into our
redhead baby stepchild.
Turn into our baby cousin.
Listen to Flagrant Fans. They're kind of
we might do another episode.
they're probably
if we can get
doing
the band
episode.
Together, wherever they, whatever you guys are doing over there. But yes, next week we will be talking about the NFC West. And follow us, subscribe, tell your friends, tell your family, and thank you.
Arrivederci.
Thank you for listening to us at Tuck and Run.